Christian Craig, hey, man. First of all, practice crash this morning. Not fooling around. That's a good one. That was a really good one.
Yeah, I guess they got it on TV, and I haven't seen it yet. But I just remember flipping for probably, I don't know, 5 rolls. And I landed on top of my bike. And that one just set the tone for the whole day. After that, I was just timid all day. I was kind of scared of that happening again. You know, it's hard to trust the track with how hard packed it was. I just wasn't comfortable pushing that pace. And so that's kind of how my day went. I just got good starts, which was cool, and ran up front for a couple laps and then got shuffled back. Just right off that top 5 pace today.
Yeah, it was almost like you were like, hey, I'm going to get a start. And then, hey, everybody, after 4 laps, now I'm going to ride my pace.
Yeah, I think it had to have been that practice crash. It just kind of, I was just a little timid all day. I wasn't myself and just kind of rode around there. Like, literally, I was just riding around. So frustrating with that, but to ride around and go 8-8, you know, you got to take it and just move on.
So I was thinking about this out there because, it wasn't your best day. Did you not crash in the morning at Redbud?
No.
What race was it where you crashed in the morning? Really? Okay, and then you didn't have a good day.
Yeah, that one hurt me. I think when you have one of those things that you're just I literally, my friend would check out on me, and I was just on my head. So I think after that, you're just like, well, all right.
But I think like both days were like the same, right? Like an early morning good one sets you kind of sideways the rest of the day.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not scared of I'm not scared riding around there. I think it sets my mood. Like, I'm just like, okay, let's get through the day. And that showed in my riding. So I need to kind of get that out of my head. And you know, it was, I mean, I beat some good guys in the second one. I passed Kenny and I'm like,
he went back at you for a little bit there.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm battling with Barsha and all these guys. And I come around and he says P8. And I'm like, holy crap, here we go again. You know, I'm freaking battling in 8th place with these guys that somebody just won last week. So, got to take it 8-8 and move on.
We blame Jericho?
Nah, dude. He got me a Bop It, which was pretty cool. It's a good story.
What's that?
He got me a Bop It. You know those things in the 90s? The Bop It. You pull it, twist it, bop it. It's like a timing thing. Okay, so he got that for me. I've been doing it all morning. I got 2 good starts. So he did his
job. I don't
know
what the hell that is. Am I just too old?
You know, it should be your good 8. It should be perfect for you.
It should be my wheelhouse?
Yeah. Okay. Bop It, back in the day, was... It's like,
Jericho found one somehow.
Yeah, so we like to give it to him today. He got me 2 good starts for that, and now I just need to put the rest together.
Do you like this place? How? What's your feelings on Washougal?
I usually love it. This is just what I ride every week. This is like Elsinore on a Wednesday. It's just, when you have a big crash and you don't want to do that again, you just ride timid. So all good. Just we're healthy and moving on into Unadilla in a couple weeks.
Cool, man. Thanks.
Thanks.